Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. The time is 6:36 p.m. It is the 6th of May. It's Wednesday night. And somebody sent me this email, and it says the Obama administration has cleared 30 Guantanamo Bay terrorist suspects and will soon set them free. Where are they going to set them free? One of those Obama has cleared for freedom is an Al-Qaeda doctor named Ayman Batafi, who has ties to the terrorist group's anthrax program. And somebody else just sent me, an Arab outfit just sent me, excerpts from a pop singer in Egypt singing that he hopes the swine flu kills the Jews and the Americans. Isn't that a lovely song? That's probably somebody's wedding song. According to the weekly report, Batafi also met with Osama bin Laden and was in Tora Bora when Al-Qaeda and the Taliban fought at the United States. How much do you want to bet that a friend of Osama bin Laden is a no friend of ours? Yeah. I'll bet you're right. And now I see that this guy McKinnon, who's in charge of the troops in Afghanistan, is saying there's two sides to the story after Hillary Clinton apologized to the Muslim terrorists for killing them, and saying that it's sad that civilians had to die and it's America's fault. Everything is going to be America's fault. That should be on the presidential seal now. Yeah, right underneath. Take the arrows away from the eagle. Put a cream puff. Put a cream-filled donut there and say it's always our fault. Yeah, what a nation of sorry-ass bastards we've become. You know what? The only stock that's up in America is ourselves, the laughing stock. I hear Mike Gallagher saying that he's getting ready to take gun lessons, an NRA course. I took one when I was a kid. I was probably about 13 years old. Best thing I ever did. I learned how to handle guns at a very young age. I learned to have a great respect for weapons. And I carried it forward while I was in the service. And I learned how to fire a 50 caliber machine gun, a 30 caliber machine gun, 3.5 millimeter rocket launcher, 81 millimeter mortar. And I've always had a healthy respect for weapons. And they sure do come in handy when the fit hits the shan. And nobody is closer than your weapon when you're in trouble. It should be right at your fingertips. And I honestly believe that all women should take a gun course. Every woman in America should have to take a gun course just to learn how to handle weapons so that they're not intimidated and terrorized. And speaking of terrorized, did you see that woman who had a face transplant? Did you see how beautiful she was before her husband shot her in the face? Why would anybody do that? You going to blame the gun laws on that? That's a deranged mind that did that. And if he hadn't had a gun, he would have done it with a meat cleaver. He would have done whatever he could find in the kitchen drawer to destroy that beauty that God created. I hope he got justice, but probably not. They probably made him a judge somewhere. Yeah, he's probably on a... he's now a community organizer. Unbelievable. What else is happening tonight? Anything else? Have we been betrayed more and more? Isn't it nice the way Obama goes around and he craps on those who extend a hand, and those who want to hurt us, he licks their boots and he bows to them. Yeah, when he was bowing to King Abdullah, did he bow down the price of oil? Unbelievable. And Hugo Chavez, he just spent $1 billion to buy AK-47s from the Russians to protect his people. Yeah, or to protect him from his people. I don't know which. And the big news tonight is that a savage has been pilloried by a woman in the UK, the symbol of Great Britain, the liberal Amazon. And Savage is saying everybody wants to get, everybody is rushing to his defense but Fox. And I gotta say he's right. Fox has blacklisted Savage, and there's no difference between that blacklist of Savage and a Hollywood blacklisting of conservatives. So when Fox says they're fair and impartial, they're lying. And if they won't stand for Savage, Savage, I know, would stand for them. So they get a C-minus on their report card this month to ignore the fact that Savage has been singled out by a communist in the British Parliament for retribution, for speaking the truth. And Hannity and Levin and O'Reilly won't raise a finger to help him. You might see the Galfa, as Savage calls him, Rush Limbaugh, come to Savage's aid. But WorldNet Daily is a good friend of Savage's, and WorldNet Daily deserves a plug. They're not as big an organization as Newsmax, but I gotta say, WorldNet Daily stands beside its friends, and they have seen fit to name Savage as a Goomba. So, and Savage is up against the wall, and they are trying to take him down. You would think he was Miss California, the way the left hates him. And speaking of Miss California, you want to know something? If you're going to go after Miss California, then you have to put a gay guy up in the Miss America contest. If you're going to take down Miss California for her views, then you have to be as fair and impartial on the other side, and you have to let gay men enter the Miss America contest. What's the sense of having a gay judge when there's no gay men to judge? I want to see gay men in the Miss America contest. And they also have to be politicians. I want to see Miss Barney Frank. Miss Chuck Schumer. And if Chuck Schumer is not gay, enter him as carefree. You know the communist paparazzi are going to follow a Miss California around until they can get one shot of her sitting on the toilet wrong. And it'll be all over the press the next day. And all of the media, the communist media, will be tearing her to pieces. They're going to Sarah Palin her. And it's too bad Sarah Palin doesn't invite her up to visit Alaska and give her the triple crown. And let's face it, Miss California was better looking than Carolina Rice. Come on, let's be honest here. Who was better looking? You see the way she strutted out on that stage? Fantastic. It took my breath away. And speaking of taking my breath away, you saw that picture of the woman that had a face transplant. All right? What's happening to women in this country? They are more and more, they're becoming as much a target of death as the unborn. Women are being shot in greater numbers than ever before. They're being murdered in greater numbers than ever before. And you got a girl that's gone missing in Virginia. I think it's Virginia. Myrtle Beach. She went missing in Myrtle Beach, and a guy just shot his. A student was shot and killed today by a guy wearing a wig. Okay, so it's getting worse. Girls, I'm telling you right now, go get guns and licenses to carry. If anybody deserves to carry a gun, a woman should be allowed to have a gun. At least if she pulls a gun on me, I may get a chance to talk my way out of it. I'll never be able to talk my way out of a guy with a gun. I'll just antagonize him. But a woman, I could appeal to her softer side. And that commercial where the three guys kick in a door and the woman is all alone in the house, and DDT, she has the DDT service, and DDT calls and goes, "Are you okay? Should we send somebody?" "Yeah, send the coroner, because these guys are already in the house, and she doesn't have a weapon." As opposed to an 11-year-old girl who happened to be a skeet shooting champion, and two guys kicked in the front door, charging up the stairs to get her after her father just left the house. So they were watching the house, and she went into her father's room, and she got her father's skeet gun, and she killed the first guy halfway up the stairs, and she killed the second guy going out the door. She did it from a kneeling position. How's that? How's that for not only ability, but talent and guts? And when they searched the bodies of the two bad guys, they found a pistol on one of them, and the pistol had been taken from the house of another burglary victim who they murdered, and they stabbed him to death. So apparently they didn't have a gun at the time. They didn't have a gun till after they killed him and took his gun. How's that? And you see that one student saved 20 other students this week because he happened to have a pistol in his knapsack, and two guys came in and separated the men and the women, and one guy was getting ready to rape a girl, and this guy pulled his pistol out, and he killed him. He killed him. He told everybody to get down, and he shot him. You see, that's what happens when you have an equalizer, and that's what they call that. That's called an equalizer. If you're a frail, 110-pound woman, and you're up against a 300-pound guy, you know that you can't hold him off with a 911 call. What you have to call on is a little derringer, about the size of a makeup kit. And all you got to do is, you don't have to kill him. You just got to give him something to think about, like a hole in his head or his neck. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating self-defense.
Stand okay, correct. Oh, my dearest one, must I lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever? Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Fighting okay, correct. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight. Okay, correct. Gunfight, okay, correct. Boat Hill, so cold, so still. There they killers that died in the gunfight, okay, correct, okay.
tomorrow is National Prayer Day, and I understand the White House is not playing it up. They're playing it down. And some people are hypothecating that the reason that Obama is playing it down, he doesn't want to offend his Muslim base. And so what I did tonight is I took the Our Father and I translated it in Arabic. And I not only got it in written Arabic, but I also got it in phonetic pronunciation of Arabic. But it's very hard to pronounce, and I know I'll screw it up, and I'll offend some Muslims who won't like the way I brutalize the language. So what I did was I emailed it in a blanket email to all of the media. And I my email begins with that this prayer was read in Abu Dhabi by a woman at a cultural business meeting, and she opened the meeting with a prayer, and she said the prayer in English, and the prayer she said was she prayed was the Our Father. And I would say there was about 250 Arab businessmen there and some women, and nobody was offended. So sometimes the left that can lead you astray, you know. And at the bottom of the prayer, I said that if a man wants to make an enemy, he can give you 200 reasons. But if he wants to make a friend, he only needs one. So, in honor of National Prayer Day, which was started by Harry Truman and re-emphasized by Ronald Reagan and George Bush, I'm going to give you a Perry Como prayer. And I'm dedicating this tune to the GI, I believe is in Bagram Air Base, who had a woman, a lieutenant colonel, confiscate his Bible because it was in Pashto and Dari. He had a bunch of Bibles. He was giving them out to the Taliban. And he was punished for it. And he had his Bibles confiscated. And I'm surprised they didn't hand them over to the Taliban for beheading. And that's what you have running the military today. You've got the women who apologize to the enemy. And sometimes they're dressed as men. Like Admiral Melonhead. So here's this I dedicate to all the GIs who are under Bible watch. And may that phony lieutenant colonel who was promoted only because she was inferior, may she suffer a Gideon drive-by. And as the car turns the corner, may she get hit by 50 Gideon Bibles. Cut down. And this is also for the Gideons who were driven out of all the hotels in America only because they wanted to give God equal time. And their Bibles were interfering with porn sales. And speaking of porn sales, Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsing legalizing marijuana. Now, let me tell you something about Arnold Schwarzenegger. The first time I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was being interviewed before he was in politics. He was being interviewed in the back seat of a car, and he was smoking an Obama. Yeah. So he's a weed whacker from days of yore. And he's going to need it for his glaucoma. But the reason that Arnold is endorsing weed whacking is he's endorsing it because they may get $1 billion in revenue from all the junkies in California. Yeah. If you smoke weed, you're a junkie. Yes, sir. You're absolute junkie. You're not an experimenter. You're not a blind shake. You're a junkie. Yeah, I know it's hard to take. It's the intellectual drug, right? Yeah. Yeah. If you really want to smoke weed, you don't have to smoke it and hurt your lungs. You can take it in suppository form and then pass the roach around to your friends and see how many friends you have after that. Yeah, weed sucks. Weed is the problem of the heroin user. And the reason that we're killing Afghanis today is because they're growing poppies that we want to buy. Yeah, what a bunch of hypocrites we are in this country. When God comes, he's going to get us first. He's not going to go after Ahmadinejad. He's coming to America first. He's going to get all the hypocrites. He's got the seventh ring of hell is reserved for Americans who betray a trust. We're the ones. We're the cause. It's not the Mexicans. It's not the Colombians. It's us. It's us with our allowances, our drug allowances from mommy. Yeah, he's driving a Jeep, but he's not in the army. He gets all his marijuana money from his mommy. Yeah, so that's what they want to do. You see, the government has taken over the mob, and they've knocked the mob out of the business. Now, you know what's coming next? Once they legalize weed, they'll legalize all the other drugs. Everyone will be there. This will look like Amsterdam Park. They will turn the entire country into a park in Amsterdam. But worse than that, after that comes prostitution that they'll legalize. And pretty soon they'll be recruiting them from the schools. And not only that, but Obama in his war on terror, you know what he's doing? They're putting up signs. They're going to put no terrorists allowed within two blocks of the school. They're going to put it next to the no drugs allowed or no guns allowed within two blocks of the school. Three blocks from the school is okay. You can pop the skin. What a nation, man. What a wasted nation. Wasted Nation should be the name of this country. We've exported all that is pure, and we've imported all that is corrupt, and then we've planted the seeds of corruption, and we're growing groves of corruption. And anything that's good we'll destroy. And I heard Savage defending Miss California tonight, and he's right. And Miss California is the symbol of America, and she is to be destroyed. So, let me give you the Lord's Prayer. And while we're destroying Arnold Schwarzenegger, check this out. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard it a long time ago, and I'm not sure. But I would like to verify it. If anybody knows the true story, I'd like to hear it. Arnold was in the Olympics, and his father was dying, and he wouldn't give up his chance for a gold medal to go see his father and say goodbye. If that's true, I have no respect for the man whatsoever. That's like John Edwards saying he loves his wife. That's like Elliot Spitzer saying that he's really not client number nine. And I happen to find a song I wrote for Elliot Spitzer called Client Number Nine. I don't know what I did with it, but it was pretty good. I was quite impressed with myself. You know, you do something, you put it away, you forget about it. But it's the same tune as Love Potion Number Nine. If I find it, I'll do it for you. In the meantime, let's say thanks to the only guy that's looking out for America.
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Okay, I found it. I'm going to give it to you. The name of this tune is Client Number 9. It's dedicated to Elliot Spitzer. I took a sabbatical down in old D.C. Just a little hooker, some cash and me. We split a bottle of Manischewitz wine. She proposed a toast to Client Number 9. She bent down, turned around, and gave me a wink. The FBI caught me, I threw up in the sink. They took my picture naked and charged me with the crime. That's no way to treat a governor and Client Number 9. I was only playing fiddler up there on the roof. But like MacReady, the sex busters had the proof. I'm too tough to cry, moan, and beg, and whine. This is no way to treat the great Client Number 9. Now I don't know if it is day or night. I know I won't be kissing everything in sight. If you're feeling lonely when the moon begins to shine, how about some hinky-pinky with Client Number 9? Hang in there, we'll give you a real song.
Go tweet, 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 rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven at the birdman's stand, talked him like a goose a pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. Pop the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Slow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, 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 tweet. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand. Tossed him off to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He outpopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, rock, rock, Robin, rockin' Robin, slow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
So Obama saved the auto workers union at the expense of the bondholders. And the bondholders got the shaft. And they were threatened besides. How's that? Isn't that wonderful? Well, I wish them all well. I wish everything works out. If the bondholders take the government to court, they could win. They could win. Whether or not they got the stomach to do that, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. If Chrysler goes down and General Motors goes down, all that's going to be left is Ford. And I saw the interview with the Ford CEO today at the plant where they're going to produce the Focus electric car. And I'll tell you, I wasn't impressed. They had about five cars there. I was not impressed. I didn't see American industrial productivity at its peak. I saw like an empty showroom. Wasn't impressed at all. It's going to get real sad. And I'm also watching the houses being bulldozed in Flint, Michigan to protect the real estate values. And that's equally sad. That's equally sad that a dwelling, that a roof over somebody's head is being taken down. Now, I don't say put poor people in it or people, welfare people in it, but surely the interest of the people is not being solved by demolishing homes. There's got to be a better way. And I think one of the better ways is that we've got to pay these homes off quicker. And the banks have to make less money. And it shouldn't take you 30 years to pay off a house and give back to the bank twice what the value of the house is. There's got to be an acceleration of formula that can be used where your equity builds faster and the banks make their profits. Make a fair profit, but they don't take all the profits in the first 7 years while your equity doesn't grow 1 cent. That's not right. It's all conditioning. You see, if you wake up in the morning and somebody smacks you in the face with a beer bottle, after about a year, you get used to it. And that's called conditioning. And if you wake up in the morning and you have less freedom than yesterday, after a year, you'll get used to it. And if you were never taught a right from wrong, that's conditioning also. And sadly, when you have nothing to compare to, when you can't compare today to yesterday to see what you've lost and you don't know, that's a form of conditioning. And I often say, how do you know you're not brainwashed? And here's something else that bothers me. The government is very quick to fund college students. And the only reason that they're funding college students is because they want the liberal agenda graduating. If those were all conservative college students, they wouldn't get a dime. They wouldn't get a dime. So the Obama youth is being groomed right now, and they're being bought. They're buying the next generation, and they're paying them off in colleges. And that's sad, especially when they kill vouchers and young kids who have yet to form opinions are going to be denied a chance of a decent education. They're just going to be cultivated by schools that really won't help them a bit. It's really sad. I say when you turn 18, you pay your own way. We'll see what happens.
Promise we'll be all along. Hey, senorita, please call me on.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. Just two things that I want to mention to you before we go to music. One is, have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger out there plugging marijuana users? Have you seen all the forest fires in California? I think they're all set by marijuana smokers. I think that the death penalty should be enforced for marijuana smoking. First offenders only. If this is your first time marijuana user, you should get the death penalty. Arnold is looking at, his state is broke. They've taken welfare from 49 other states, and they're not getting enough welfare coming in from the other 49 states. So they're now going to look to legalize marijuana so they can increase their tax revenue base by $1 billion a year. Man, that's a lot of weed, isn't it? I don't know why. Yesterday they announced that there was a small fire breaking out in California, and that the fire department had it under control. And the very next day they announced that 300,000 people are displaced and 30,000 homes have been burned to the ground. Why don't they get all the marijuana smokers up together and let them all sit around the fire, and maybe we can let them inhale that smoke before they exhale it. Yeah, isn't it wonderful that we're going to legalize drugs? And I mentioned to somebody, I says, you know what's next? Prostitution. They'll legalize prostitution. And the party I mentioned it to said, no, that won't work because right now the prostitution is free in America. What a nation, huh? And here they're hunting down a GI in Afghanistan for giving out Bibles. And I open up my editorial page of the Communist Press. And speaking of the Communist Press, the Boston Globe has got a lease on life. This is the same Boston Globe that tried to destroy the Catholic Church. They went to the graveyards of buried priests, and they took rubbings off the tombstones to get the dates of birth and passing. And then they tried to dig up dirt on them as pedophiles. Let me tell you something. As many pedophile priests that are in the Catholic Church and should have been prosecuted to the full extent of the law, I guarantee you that the layperson of pedophilia is 10 times greater. And you can start looking at some of your communist cucumber universities, because there's a lot of pervs that are teaching American history and lying through their teeth, brainwashing your children. And that's what bothers me when I see Obama always talking about he wants to have money for education. He doesn't want money for education. He wants money for brainwashing. Because every student that graduates from a high school or a college in the United States is another a good little Democrat. So, having said that, the other thing that I wanted to mention was crimes against women. Have you noticed the increase in crimes against women? I say it's a tie to abortion. When one life is cheap, all life is cheap. But I think we got to put an end to the cut 'em up movies on TV. They're running 2-1 against soft porn. And I think that this is the reason we're having a lot of problems with girls getting shot in the face, being stalked and murdered and butchered, being little girls being thrown away in suitcases. And we got to put an end to this violence that they're running through Hollywood. And I'll tell you, I also can't stand the make-believe crap. They've got all the children, all the brainwashed children in the United States made to sit in a movie theater or in front of the TV and watch American GIs fight robots. In the meantime, in Afghanistan and in Pakistan, the Taliban is now 40 miles within the nukes. And God help us if the Taliban gets those nukes. And God help us if the Pakistani army goes over to the Taliban. And there is more than Taliban that are joining the Taliban. There are many tribes who are joining the Taliban, many Pakistani tribes. And if this government of ours that does nothing but go green And of course, the final green will be the flag of Saudi Arabia flying over the White House. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised they don't have a burqa, a woman in a burqa, on the dome of the White House instead of the Blessed Virgin, Our Lady of Victory. Yeah, give us a break. But that's what's happening. We have a naive government that wants to give welfare to Al-Qaeda. And it goes back to what I said before. When you meet them on the battlefield, you finish them off on the battlefield. I don't want to see the frontline troops walking into an ambush saying you have the right to remain silent. I want to see, if there's a building and there's one guy in it that could hurt me, I want to see 10 B-52s drop their eggs until that entire building, block, neighborhood is no more. And if Al-Qaeda wants to use innocent civilians as hostages to prevent Americans from shooting, so be it. Let the blood of those hostages be on their hands. Friends, do not bring them back from the battlefield. If they're on the battlefield, they went there to kill you. Make sure you kill them. And then read them their rights. And remember, no twitching allowed. Now let me give you my softer side. Speaking of softer side, I was watching Richard Jenny last night, and it breaks my heart to see that this guy took his own life. And I gotta say that which came first, the paranoia or the drugs? And you gotta be careful when you're mixing drugs. You don't know what kind of concoction that you're creating that could destroy your mind, and your mind will destroy your body. Avoid as many drugs as you possibly can. Take nothing but aspirin. And if you feel like you got to do drugs, take M&M's peanuts. And take the blue ones first. Forget about it. You don't need drugs. Don't become a pill popper. Dick Tracy used to have a cartoon hero, and his name was Vitamin Flintheart, and he was always popping vitamins. But today, we have no Vitamin Flintheart. We just got Johnny Jump Ups. I felt sorry for Richard Jenny. He was 49 and his life was over. He was a tormented soul. I don't know how long he was tormented for. I don't know his background. There's no history on him. Hollywood, once you die in the bathroom, they forget about you right away. And it's really sad that at 49, all he had was a girlfriend and a gig. And life, there's more to life than that. So where did Richard get shortchanged? He was totally talented. He was right on the money. He was a current events comedian. And he was pretty decent. He wasn't raunchy like most of them. He wasn't the Bill Maher of comedy, or the Rosie O'Donnell of comedy. You ever notice that when these comedians go political and they say something that's totally irritating, that and the public wants to hang them, they turn around and say, look, he's only a comedian. But under the guise of comedy, they assassinate with the tongue. And so say a little prayer for Richard Jenny, because he got nothing. He didn't even get a decent eulogy. As a matter of fact, somebody probably did stand up on his grave. You know, but nobody looked into the what's whys and wherefores. If you Google Richard Jenny, you won't see anything. All you'll see is a police report. It's very sad that the life of somebody so talented, and who would spend his life entertaining people and making people comfortable, laughing, and taking their mind off their day-to-day cares, that he had to die totally desolate and frustrated. It's not fair. Of course, God might have helped. Maybe Richard should have turned to God. If they, you know, all these Hollywood stars, they turn to everybody but God, and then they wonder why they don't make it. So, when all else fails, turn to God.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, so I've got to go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness just may hide me. Find what I'm after.
One more time, Beethoven, baby. grateful nation. Thank you, mothers, for all you do. And I've got a whole pitch on mothers in my book. I think it's chapter 13 in the Spirit of America Party book. And it says that mothers should be given titles and should be announced before kings and presidents. And the way you do it is the crier introduces her. First her married name, then her maiden name, then the names of all her children, and then all her titles. Secretary of the Treasury, Keeper of the Royal Flame, that's me, and that's you if you're a guy, and that's the only way to be. It's a guy and a girl and a guy and a girl, and that's the way it is. And if you don't believe me, ask the birds and the bees and the ducks and the geese. Anyway, when did you ever see an elk with antlers wearing lipstick? But here we go. It's a salute to mothers, and God bless mothers. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And without my mother-in-law, my children wouldn't be here. So I'm blessed twice. In my younger days, I used to pray to God that I would be surrounded by beautiful women like you, Hefner, was. And be careful what you ask for, because I was surrounded by four daughters and a wife and a mother-in-law, plus my own mom, God bless her. But anyway, today is Mother's Day, and it's not fair that housewives do not get the kudos that they're entitled to. It reminds me of an old joke where a housewife is standing in line at the bank, and in front of her are two hookers, and they're dressed to the nines. They both got fur coats, plenty of diamonds, and the first hooker goes up to the teller and goes, "I'm depositing $8,000. And the second hooker goes up and goes, "I'm depositing $10,000. And the housewife goes up and she yells out loud, "$80 the hard way." God bless mothers. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So I'm going to leave mothers right now, because I turned on Marine Killing MSNBC this morning, you know, just before Mom woke up, to see which part of America they were stabbing in the back this morning, because it never fails. If you ever, I think that Al-Qaeda and Al Jazeera should retire and just leave the killing of Americans up to MSNBC. I have never seen such a traitorous group of people in my life. And you know what? They pass themselves off like a brown toothpaste is good for you. You know? To give you an example, never forget that Newsweek is in bed with MSNBC. One lies and the other swears to it. And they pump each other up. But every day, you can rest assured, if you're an American and you're watching MSNBC, you're being brainwashed. You're absolutely being brainwashed. You're being taught defeat. And you're being taught how to bring down a country. And you know what? It's subtly. It's like when I see MSNBC in any segment that they're having, and lately they're running a lot of prison documentaries. And I think the only part of that documentary I would really like to see is all of them in that prison with Michael Isikoff sitting in the gas chamber. Because Michael Isikoff, who was a writer for Newsweek and a pimp for MSNBC, has killed more Americans in this war than Al-Qaeda has. Mike Isikoff is the most treacherous bastard I've ever watched on television. When they say the pen is mightier than the sword, Mike Isikoff is sticking the pen right into your heart. Mike Isikoff reminds me of the German that they let go on the battlefield in Saving Private Ryan. And because we let him go, later on in that battle scene, there's an American who's fighting him with a bayonet, and he slips the bayonet into the guy,
and slips the bayonet into the German, slips the bayonet into the American, and he goes, shh, shh, it's going to be all right. And when I see that scene, I see Mike Isikoff, because what Mike Isikoff did, and should be brought up on charges for, and should be in Gitmo with no underwear, he created the big lie about the toilet paper Koran. It was, and as a result of his article on the toilet paper Koran and the torture of the Gizmo boys, the entire world was put in jeopardy, because all the flag-burning Muslims went on a rampage because of Mike Isikoff. And Mike Isikoff is personally responsible for the deaths of all of the guys who died in that CH-47 chopper crash in Afghanistan the week after his article came out. He's personally responsible for the deaths of Afghani villagers who sided with the United States, who were murdered. He is responsible for the deaths of all Afghani military who fight on the side of the USA to free their country and bring their country back into the 21st century. And as a result of Mike Isikoff's two-ply Koran toilet paper lie, Americans died and Afghanis died. And not only in Afghanistan, but in other countries too, Americans died and innocent people died. And Mike Isikoff was given a media pass. And Mike Isikoff deserves to go to jail for what he did. So at 9:15 on Sunday, Lady Godiva was doing the interview with Marine killing Mike Isikoff. And that's why I say the pen is mightier than the sword. And MSNBC has one goal, and that's to be on the side of the Democrats in bringing down the Bush administration. Now, you can say what you want about Bush, and sometimes I get a little leery too, because my cowboy rides a bicycle. But I'll tell you something, the guy has stayed the course in spite of dungeon fire and sword. He has stayed the course. And I met an 82-year-old Battle of the Bulge veteran the other day, and you know what he said to me? If we have to stay in Iraq for 1,000 years, we should do it. Okay? Now that's the spirit of America speaking from World War II. That's a winner speaking, not a loser. Okay? So I'm going to sign off with that because I can't read my writing here. But just remember that anytime you see Newsweek and MSNBC, they are teaming up to get Bush. And they don't care how many Americans die. As a matter of fact, there's two things that Democrats love: a bad economy and lots of dead Americans. And if you don't believe me, you get my book, www.spiritofamericapartybook.com. You can find it there. You'll see there's 14 chapters, and I think the third chapter is flag burners. And the difference between flag burners and baby killers is about 5 people. 48 senators voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. And if you look at that list, you will see that everything that they are opposed to goes back to the day they voted to burn the flag. When you see them working against Bush, or you hear somebody coming out against Bush, you check and see if they voted to burn the flag, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts their name is on that list. And they signed their name to that list. That's not something I made up. It's 40 days before 9/11, and it was SJR7. And then you add to that 135 Viet Congress mice who 55 days before 9/11 voted to burn the flag. Now people are telling you flag burning is freedom of speech. Yeah? Do you want to burn the one that's wrapped around Sergeant so-and-so who's coming into Dover Air Force Base, the home of Joe Flag Burner, baby killer Biden? And you're going to tell me that MSNBC and Newsweek are going to serve these guys up as presidential candidates in 2008, after they wipe out a Bush in 2006 with their phony polls? Now, they just had a poll that said that 57% of Americans are against a wiretapping, national wiretapping. And you know how big the poll was? It was 1,007 people. Now, Newsweek and MSNBC, where did they take that poll? Did they call Joe in Iowa? Did they call Harry in Idaho? Did they call John in Nevada? No. They took that poll in New York City, where 75% of New York is 9-10 New Yorkers. Only 25% of the population of New York City are 9-11 New Yorkers. The rest are living in la-la land and make-believe. The rest are fools who think you can negotiate with terrorists. Those were the ones who were running around saying, you mean they interrupted a rock group that announced the Trade Center has fallen? Do you remember that guy? Those are the people who say 9-1-1 was a tragedy, but my you-know-what. Those are the people that say, why do they hate us? It's not why do they hate us. The question is, why do you hate us? Those are the people who will never serve, but will serve this country up under false pretenses. And those are the ones that call flag-burning freedom of speech. And those are the ones who are our biggest enemy. And they got to be taken down. And the best way to take them down, the whole country has to rise up. 60 million Americans did not vote in the last presidential election, and the president won by 546 votes. Do you want to have another close call? How many close calls do you need before we lose this country? I don't care if you're a communist, you got to vote. I want to know you're a communist that's voting. I want to know who's with us and who's against us. I want to know what my chances are. I don't want to leave my fate in the hands of a few who send millionaires and lawyers to Washington to represent housewives, doctors, teachers. I want Americans in the House and the Senate. I do not need to see another Kennedy. I do not need to see another Kerry. I do not need to see a Chuck Hagel who looks good and talks the talk but doesn't. He does the moonwalk when the time comes. I don't want to see a Kucinich. I don't want to see an Arlen spectacle. And the ones I hate the most are the Republicans who voted to burn the flag, because all they are Democrats in drag. So that's my little story for today. And now that I'm back to normal, happy Mother's Day. And God loves mothers. He had one himself, you know. Thank you, Lord.
Spot in my heart which no Colleen may own. There's a depth in my soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, that you feel no other can take it, no one. And the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care, I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Has cheered me and guided me right.
old and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
One more time, Beethoven, baby! Ludwig, rock and roll!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is she glad by? Join me, hon. We'll have some fun. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7. Hey, and we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so are you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Ludwig, do a tweet!
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, go. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
pretty little raven that the birdman sent. Talked him up to the bump and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long. Popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Slow rockin' Robin, cause he's really gonna rock tonight. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman stand. Tossed him out to do the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long. Hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Slow rockin' Robin, cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Dang a dang dang, for ding a dong ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip it, dip it, dip, moon, moon, blue moon. Dip it, dip it, moon, moon, blue moon. Dip it, dip it, bomb, 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 for dang a dang dang, for ding a dong ding,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever. Somebody
my heart without a love of my own. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom, 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 boom,
boom. I never knew the Jewish people drank so heavy. I happened to be at a party. It was all Jewish. I was the only goyim there, and they started in with their drinking songs. They let their hair down. They were singing Ahava Tequila. If the next song was popular today, the guys would be singing it instead of the girls.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies.
Only the baby. And there goes my heart. They're gone forever, so far apart, but only the lonely so far I cry, only the lonely dum-dum-dum is why. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Only the lonely, only the lonely, only the lonely. Though the heartaches I've been through, only the lonely. Though I cry and cry.
You gotta come work for me. Upstairs. I could get you in now. You love it. Nobody tells you when to go to bed. You eat all the ice cream you want. You get to kill. All day. All night. Just like an angel.
We'll close this segment out. I'll see you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. Oh, what she told me nearly made me lose my head. Reminded her of what she said.
See you later, alligator. That's the wild crocodile. See you later, alligator. That's the wild crocodile.
Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you can't for style? Pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me and say your love for me is true? I said, wait a minute, daddy.